can just ask you again whether anybody ever protested.
I do not recall any protests during the war because most of the Chinese extras are working. And when people are working, they're not going to grumble. And today's aspiring Oriental actor or actress is a different breed from the ones that I found here in the 40s. There were very few college people in those 40 actors, 1940 vintage. Today, I think they're all very up on all the causes and quick to protest. And it's a good thing, you know. It's helped. It certainly made things better for them. Although Hollywood is really not here to make Oriental pictures, and the parts are just incidental. And if you can recognize that fact, that takes care of we should get more work part. However, the type of images that Hollywood has portrayed in the past has been poor, yes. And there's great need to awaken the producers, and that's what the young people are doing today, to portray them more realistically, as they are in today's scene, American landscape, as they are out there doing their thing. But there's still that old tendency to revert to the old stereotype. Mm-hmm. Chinese.
Mm-hmm. And talking about the Chinese, then, do you think that as a whole, the Chinese have done just as well as people in the general population of LA, or even better or worse?
I think the Chinese have done better than the average. Certainly better than the other minorities, except that they do not make a lot of noise about, and we have no Chinese organs pointing out all these accomplishments that the Chinese have. Because you find them everywhere. You find Chinese in the Department of Water and Power, you find them in big engineers, big architects, you find them involved in all walks of life, stock market. And I think you see a great momentum to the Chinese image in this country from here on, simply because there are less roadblocks today, and the Chinese have the industry and the talent and the tenacity, and they're going to make vast strides from here on. And I think the recognition is there, because if you talk to any American Caucasian employer, once they've had a Chinese, they want another one. Now, when I left the department, my district director was very anxious that I steer any Chinese social workers to his office that I know of, because he had found me and a few others that came along after me, cooperative, and industrious, mm-hmm. and competent, mm-hmm. and I've had private employers tell me that, boy, if they could find another one like the one they have, why, they sure be happy. And they're finding them. You find Chinese white collar workers everywhere today, mm-hmm. and they're very satisfactory employees.
During your 14 years with the Hollywood Reporter, did you hire any Chinese?
No, I did not hire any Chinese, because none were in the business. None that I was aware of. None ever walked in and asked for a job. I never even knew another Chinese printer.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what's the main reason for that, do you think?
Well, the main reason for that was because you have to start someplace as an apprentice, and I think the Chinese at didn't particularly care for the trades. They want to go into business. They see a big advantage in to go into business and building up, make a lot more money in the long run. Today, I don't know. I am not aware of any, but of course I'm out of the business.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you see, a lot of kids get into the printing business simply because they manage to get a job as an apprentice or as a flunky in some print shop to start with.
Mm-hmm.
And in my time, when they hire a flunky, he's not Chinese. You know, he's usually, somebody needs a job and you were last in line, you're Chinese. They'll hire someone, they'll hire the occasion every time before they hire you. You either have to get lucky or you know somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But today it's a lot better. Today you have the Fair Employment Practices. And at least you get an interview anyway.
Right.
Those days they said, no, we can't use you, and that's it.
Did you ever face that kind of situation?
I faced that kind of situation once or twice when I first applied for a job on a newspaper.
This is in Seattle?
One time in Seattle, and they were very curt, and one time in San Francisco. But those are the only two.
And you feel that it was because you were Chinese that they...
That I wasn't even granted an audience. Usually they at least grant you an audience in 2 minutes anyway. But I realize those are bad times.
Mm-hmm.
Today I imagine it's... And you can't blame them really, because they probably have 40 people coming in looking for work every day. Those days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of companies.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever feel more Chinese or more American?
Well, sometimes I feel more American when I'm in a group of entirely Chinese, all chattering away in Chinese. I sit there and isn't so much the tongue, but it's what they talk about too. You know? And then, of course, when I'm with a group of American Chinese, I don't feel that way. I'm perfectly at home. Now, I'm also we've spent so much time with American people during our lives because of our nature of our work and our friendships and so on, that we're perfectly at home. We have some very, very dear friends of 30 years standing that are Caucasian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I guess every Chinese can say that to them, all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
So I really have no complaints. I feel that everything takes time. And I always used to say to some people that feel bitter about some discrimination, I said, well, supposing it was the other way around, supposing these people were you and they were in China, in the middle of China, they would face a lot of discrimination until people get used to them and know them as an individual. So I said, it takes time and it takes patience. I said, we think these little things that we call discrimination is bad, at least they don't chase us down the streets like they did in 1849 or whatever it was. Remember when the cowboys used to say, on Saturday night after they got drunk, well, let's go down to the Chinaman's laundry and have some fun. They go down there and tar and feather him and tar and feather all his laundry and laugh. Happened all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the sheriff would say, well, you know, boys just having some fun. And sometimes when they tarred and feathered him too hard and killed him, the judge would say, well, you know, just too bad, they didn't mean to do it. So we've come a long ways, actually. Come a long ways.
Have you ever felt embarrassed about being Chinese?
No, never. Never.
Felt that it was an inconvenience being Chinese?
Well, no, I really never have. I never had an inferiority complex after I matured. When I was a youngster, I suppose there were. No, actually, truthfully, I can never say that I ever felt inferior or felt that I was ashamed that I was Chinese. No, never.